We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase here on WGR. Does your brain have hockey in it at all right now?
A little bit.
I've got a fantasy hockey league that's firing up right now. I've got to decide keepers by Monday.
Let me ask you about that. Regular question.
Yeah.
Is it the norm? You know, we talk about fantasy football all the time.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday with Howard, we talked about you're in 10 leagues.
Yeah.
I'm in 6.
Yep.
And I like to point out, kind of in a funny way, that 6 is below average. I'm in 6 fantasy football leagues.
Yep.
Is it normal or weird that the idea of any other fantasy league is off the table to me? What percentage of fantasy football players, you're in fantasy football, what
Ooh.
Percentage of them also do fantasy baseball, hockey, basketball, anything like that?
It's probably a really high percentage, isn't it? I think baseball's got to be the most popular of those. Isn't fantasy baseball like the first fantasy, I think?
Fantasy football's got to dominate.
Oh, for
number
sure.
Number one of them all.
Oh, but by far
think,
now.
But you think baseball is something that... Isn't football's the gateway? And I guess I'm asking, how often do people gateway to the other sports?
I want to guess like 70% are in a fantasy league with another
wow.
sport. Is that too high?
I think it's way too high.
70%? I'll put a poll up. But fantasy baseball is going to be a lot of that. And then around here especially, you know, I'm in 10, maybe I'm a good sample for this, 10 fantasy football leagues, 1 fantasy hockey league. That ratio might go to your point almost,
yeah.
If it's 10 to 1. But I'm in a fantasy golf league too. That is definitely not popular. And then basketball too. I don't know. Chope, I know, is in a couple of these. He's actually in a couple of these with me. I want to think it's a high percentage. You've never even... Have you been... I'm sure you've been in one
yes,
of these before.
I have. I've been in fantasy baseball, basketball, and hockey, and we started a fantasy F1 circuit this year.
Yes. Did that actually... did that take hold?
Presumably, the people in it are still paying attention to it.
You're
me,
not?
Not so much. You know.
You
it's
need
fantasy it? Football or nothing else for me.
It's got to be like a guillotine format to get you in for fantasy F1.
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think I could get there on F1. But hockey, I'm always into fantasy hockey every year when it comes around. But normally what happens is the first 2 weeks go by, and then I kind of lose interest. I'll still keep track of my roster and everything, but I'll lose interest. And then football goes by. It just consumes everything. And then maybe a week or two after football ends is when I really get into fantasy hockey.
All right.
But I've
What's the fantasy hockey question?
I've got to decide between like Sam Bennett and Matt Boldy by Monday, and like my brain is not ready to compute that. Compute who I keep between Matt Boldy of the Minnesota Wild and Sam Bennett of the Florida Panthers. Just like I've got should I start Noah Brown on Monday night against the New York Giants, taking up too much CPU up there. So,
well,
that's my decision.
You know how Bulldogs used to sound when you guys would talk fantasy football?
Yeah.
That's how I will sound about Sam Bennett and Matthew Boldy.
Okay.
Like, I just
good. This means Joe's fantasy hockey updates will be coming to the show in regular form.
Excellent.
I have 2 Sabres, so we can always make it a Sabres thing. Tage Thompson and Alex Tucker on this team.
Okay.
Although I guess I could not keep Tuck. Again, we don't need to get into this right now.
Are you on the Sabres, on a regular sure. Sabres note? They played last night. They've played two preseason games now. The season starts in a couple of weeks, which is exciting. Are you bullish on them? Are you, you know, pounding the table,
yeah.
bet the over, which is 77.5? It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a step forward. Like, what's your general, you know, preseason vibe for them?
I feel like I'm trying hard not to be bullish.
Okay.
Because it feels like you predict them to go 86, 87, 88 points, and you're drinking the Kool-Aid too much. Or you're just so desperate to see a competitive team in any sort of race that because it's new players, given, you know, the team 2 years ago looked completely different, and it's young guys, and it's filled with players that haven't let you down yet, there's a belief in me that it's going to work. And I think that has me feeling optimistic for the start of the season. But there is always this thing tugging at me that, hey, they're over-under is 77.5. And hey, Ottawa and Detroit made moves in the offseason that make them better, or at least, you know, reason to believe they're better than you right now.
They're certainly trying to be better than you right away.
They're at least trying to, exactly. And the conference is still... Boston brought everybody back after thinking they might lose guys. Pittsburgh brought everybody back after thinking they might lose guys. I've got all of these things around the Sabres and within them, too, that are pulling me back to, you got to see it first. Because this happened to me with the Bills drought, where... And I'm a kid then, so it's a little bit different, but... Whenever there was a new coach, whenever there was a new quarterback, whenever there was a new receiver, anything that could get me hopeful, I'd get hopeful. And they let you down time after time after time. And eventually I got to a point with the Bills where it was, I'm just not going to believe anything until I see it happen.
Right.
And I feel like I'm not there yet with the Sabres. I probably should be, but it's new. It's new. The coach is still likable, and there's a belief in me that it's going to work. So I don't know if that answers your question, but it's like almost trying not to be over-the-top bullish on them is where I'm at.
Yeah, I guess where I am, I'm not pessimistic. It's funny, though, Joe, if you say I'm not optimistic, that sounds like you have to be pessimistic. Like there's nowhere in the middle, right? And it's a little bit of what you said, like I have to see it. What I have to see is I have to see 2 to 3 players become undisputably great. Great. Not just nice, good, but great. And that is, for me, like the idea of them being a good team includes having great players.
Right.
So Dahlin's step forward was encouraging. I'm most interested in if he looks like he is ready to make the step to great this year. And Owen Power, of course. Thompson had a really nice season. If he follows up and does it again, okay, now we can start to have a conversation about whether or not he can be a great player for them.
Yeah.
But when you start to get to Cousins and Krebs and what they'll become, like I've got a scrap heap of players that thought that they were going to become great and just turned into guys in the league. And that's not to say that I don't believe in them. It's just that everybody, and I mean this, everybody feels good about their young players.
Yeah.
The Sabres have a lot more of them than most franchises, and their prospect pool is very, very rich. So I like the idea that they have as many, you want to call them scratch-off tickets as you want, they have as many of these opportunities to have a great player breakthrough as any team in the league. But, you know, they brought almost everybody back. There's no market improvement, maybe other than in goal, and the same players getting a little better, which, you know, that can be a big boost. There seems to be a cap on how good they could be unless I get 2 to 3 guys really turning into something special.
Well, the goalie point's worth mentioning there, too, because that's part of it for me, too. It's like, oh, well, they should be better in net, but, like, I'm resting my hopes on a guy that played 19 games last season and has played 28 in his career. Like, that's where my goalie improvement's coming. It's a guy that's played less than 30 games in the league in 6 years. So the star point, though, how many guys right now would you project are going to be top 20 players in the league, 25, 30 players in the league? Like, Dahlin, maybe, Power, maybe, but there's no one on the team right now that has done that.
No.
And I've got, Like, what's the copycat team right now? It's Colorado, and they've got two top five players in the league, maybe. I still want to believe that star power and elite talent is going to rue the day for the great teams. And what I've got with the Sabres right now is I've got talent in volume. It's I can read off a list of prospects that'll take me 45 seconds to run through because there's so many names, and it's a stark difference from 5 years ago when I'd say, okay, Brendan Gulley. And it's like end of list. Like that's the guy that we're waiting to see if he's good. Now I've got like 20 guys, 25 guys to see if they're good. But over the years, what happens if half those guys flame out, which is maybe even being generous for the success rate on prospects, only half of those guys hit, and they're all, you know, they're pretty good. Like, don't I need Quinn or Savoy or Paterka? Don't I need one of these guys to just be, like, all-stars. Stun us all?
You need all-stars. I mean, I don't even have to have you be the top five, top ten, but legitimate all-stars on your team. You know, like, that's just...
Yeah.
That's the last time the Sabres had a truly great team, they had, what, four? Miller, Briere, Campbell,
You wouldn't put Drury on that list?
Sure. I don't think he made the All-Star game. Like,
Yeah. You know. That's right. Oh, so right, we'll four all. Lindy's the fourth I'm thinking of.
Maybe, yeah.
He's the coach.
So we'll see. The success for the Sabres this year, they did a lot of great work last year getting the fans back, and I would say keep doing that, and if you can continue to build that through an entertaining style of play and enough victories and results and, you know, very few nights where people are turned off, then that's, to me, a success. And that probably happens. 77 points, I don't know about that. We'll see. If they're exciting, then that's one thing. But you get to 86 to 90, that's probably not making the playoffs, but that's going to get people, I think, back because, you know, it was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad. So
it was rock bottom. I mean,
it was rock bottom.
They were playing. There's no more depressing sight. There's nowhere to go down from playing. And COVID is a big reason for this, but playing in front of no fans. And I've got Eric Staal on the ice in a Sabres uniform to like at 40 years old.
He represents rock bottom to you?
To me, like that's the low point of the franchise is when they were playing in front of no fans and like we were nearing the end with Eichel. Maybe we didn't know it yet at the time, but and I've got like the last gasp, right? Like we traded for Eric Staal and what else? The signed Taylor Hall. It's like this is it. We're going for it at the end, and that was their idea of going for it. Like to me, that's rock bottom.
Yeah,
it never got worse for me than that point. And now they're on the way back up. Sabres and Blue Jackets tonight. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop. Paul will join Chope and the Bulldog at 6 o'clock. No official pregame, but they'll talk some hockey a little bit later on as well.
One thing the hockey does really well is get you from Bills game to Bills game.
Yeah.
You know, like waiting for this Baltimore game, I could, instead of thinking about the Bills game nonstop, which I'll probably do most of the week, or try to get to this Miami game tonight,
yep.
or tomorrow night, Miami and Cincinnati. Throw me a Sabres game here or there. It's a nice distraction before you get fully into the meat of the season.
I already looked up what the Thursday night football game is, the night of the Sabres home opener against Ottawa. Do you know it?
No.
Washington at Chicago.
Oh, I can skip it.
Perfect.
Sounds great.
Perfect Thursday night game to skip. Chicago Bears and Washington Commanders. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're on hold, stay there. We will get to a conversation about Allen and usage. Jackson, too, because the Bills play the Ravens this week, and I'm sure Baltimore's talking about that with him at least a little bit. ESPN talks about it with him all the time, so he's a part of this conversation as well. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White, Joe Marino from Locked On Bills and the Draft Network coming up in just over 10 minutes here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.